In search for our hero, Bellerophon, we created the monster. Chimera. I beg you, Dmitri, come to Sydney and accompany me to Atlanta immediately. However we travel, I must arrive at my destination within 20 hours of departure.
Keep staring at that watch as if your life depended on it, Doctor.
Oh, yes. I suppose I'm a bit anxious.
You'll soon be with old friends.
I'm with an old friend now, Dmitri.
I'm sorry I couldn't be under happier circumstances.
I'm sorry, too. You are sorry, and I'm sorry. You don't know Gradsky thought the world of you.
Did he know before the end that you two had succeeded?
Yes, he knew. Just
not in time to say.
No. After you've been infected with Chimera for 20 hours, nothing can save you.
Not even Bellerophon.
You can carry them together? Safely?
Yes.
And you get us to a safe place with them in Atlanta, thank God.
This is your captain again. We've experienced a slight but abrupt drop in cabin pressure. As a precaution, I've released the oxygen mask. Come on, sit back, relax. There's nothing to worry about.
Are you concerned?
Not so far. Just put on your oxygen mask. I'll see what's going on.
Denver Center, this is Transpac 2207, 747 Heavy. We're unable to maintain cabin pressurization. We've initiated a descent to 16,000.
You keep calling me Dmitri. You really shouldn't.
You are not Dmitri.
No.
Wallace, hold on to this. Remember to pull the... Remember to pull the NO2 tank and dump it.
All done, Chief.
Terrain. Terrain. Pull up. Pull up. Terrain.
Pull up.
accepted involves recovery of a stolen item designated Chimera. You may select any two team members, but it is essential that the third team member be Naya Nordorf Hall. She is a civilian and a highly capable professional thief. You have 48 hours to recruit Miss Nordorf Hall and meet me in Seville to receive your assignment. As always, should you or any member of your IM force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow all knowledge of your actions. And, Mr. Hunt, the next time you go on holiday, please be good enough to let us know where you're going.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
If I let you know where I'm going, I won't be on holiday.
I see you found it.
What are you doing here?
Think you're the only one who can pick a lock?
Huh. Not just a pretty face after all. Do you mind if I'm on top?
Oh. Either way works for me.
Mm. And what?
His ex's Bulgari necklace that goes up for auction on Tuesday.
And are you going to tell me where it is?
Far left.
This is very disconcerting.
Hey, you put me here. I just do as I'm told.
Right. Now, who are you, and what's it going to cost me?
I wouldn't do that.
What?
That.
Los mueves!
Los mueves! No. Tranquilo.
Mr. Keith, huh? It's you. It is Mr. Keith, our security engineer. Apologize!
Oh. No. No need to apologize. Now, Miss Tall, my associate, has your necklace in a very safe place. But obviously, we do feel the alarm should have gone off a little sooner. Isn't that right, Miss Tall?
Oh, absolutely. Much, much too long, I'd say.
Under the circumstances, I think we'd recommend resetting the sensors to respond to a lighter load. How do you feel about 40 kilos, Miss Tall?
Perfect.
Shall we? Miss Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you forgotten something?
What are you trying to do, Senorita? Rob me?
The thought had crossed my mind. I'm missing something here, aside from my £500,000 extra. Even if I screwed up the job, I could have walked out of there with the bloody thing.
At least you walked.
If you weren't going to let me get away with it, why did you watch me go through it?
Oh, I see how good you were. I was hoping we might work together.
Sounds terrific. Muchacho. Now be serious. Whatever it is you're talking about, you couldn't possibly want me off tonight's performance.
You didn't do that, Ben.
You're apologizing for me. Quite the gentleman.
Not really. I triggered the alarm. Sorry.
I don't do laundry. Cook. Or put up with cheeky bastards who set me up on their territory so they can poach your mine.
Having fun? Watch the road, watch the road.
What's your name?
Ethan.
Well, Ethan Hunt, what is it you want to talk to me about?
What was it I saw?
Awfully short notice.
Carried away a decent animal.
Who wants to be decent?
So what have you got against spies?
Well, I've got your recruiting technique.
This wasn't exactly by the book.
Well, I've got a book for it.
Oh, I've got a book for it.
So, is the thing these blokes pinched?
I don't know that they pinched it. I don't even know that they're blokes.
What am I doing here? I thought I was supposed to be some kind of thief to catch a thief.
It's alright. Just wanted to...
Espresso? Cappuccino?
No.
Thanks. Sit down, sit down. Festival's a pain in the ass. Honoring their saints by setting them on fire. Let you know what they think of saints, doesn't it? Damn near has left me on fire on my way over here.
Sorry I barged in on your vacation.
I'm sorry I didn't let you know where I was.
Don't be. It wouldn't be vacation if you did.
Well, you're sorry, and I'm sorry.
Why did you phrase it like that?
Like what?
You're sorry. I'm sorry.
You gotta be kidding.
Well, Dimitri, once again I need your help, just as in the old days, huh? When you saved our lives, saved our very sanity. Dimitri, we have this little problem. Every search for a hero must begin with something that every hero requires, a villain. Therefore, in a search for our hero, Bellerophon, we created a monster, Chimera. I beg you, Dimitri, come to Sydney and accompany me to Atlanta immediately. However we travel, I must arrive at my destination within 20 hours of departure. I fear I can entrust this to no one but you, Dimitri. As we say, I'm sorry, and you are sorry.
Do you have any idea what the hell he's talking about?
No idea? Yeah.
Like?
Like it's a good idea to pick him up in a hurry, and a bad idea to fly him on a commercial carrier. So let's get on with it. Is he still in Sydney?
Dr. Vladimir Nikovich is dead. So is his colleague Gradsky, but that happened earlier. We had Nikovich on a flight from Sydney that crashed in the Rockies.
Dad.
You listening to me?
If he didn't want to go anywhere without me, how did you get him on that flight?
Oh, you were there. When I couldn't find you, I had to replace you. Sean Ambrose was the obvious choice. He doubled you, what, 2-3 times?
Twice.
What did you think of him?
We had our reservations about each other. Isn't it a little late in the day to be asking me that?
No, not necessarily.
Airline records. This the Captain Harold McIntosh of the pilot of Flight 2207.
As far as the media and all governmental agencies are concerned, Captain McIntosh died on the flight. But in fact, he missed it. He did, however, make the next flight in cargo, stuffed into a rather small suitcase, considering his size.
Now, someone on that flight planned an operation designed to bring the plane down and make it look like an accident. Someone skillful enough to bring the whole thing off without a hitch.
So there's one thing we know that Ambrose doesn't.
And you do think it was Ambrose.
You're not surprised.
Sean feels he hasn't done the job unless he leaves a lot of hats on the ground.
Yeah, the question is why? What was this Chimera in the Covetous guy?
Only Ambrose knows that.
In any case, you must recover this whatever Chimera and bring it to us.
In order to do that, I have to figure out how he plans to make money with it. Mm-hmm.
That is where Miss Hall comes in.
Excuse me?
Miss Hall and Ambrose had a relationship which he took very seriously. She walked away and he's been wanting her back ever since. We believe she's our surest and quickest way of locating him.
And then what?
Well, make sure she continues to see him, gets him to confide in her, and report to you.
You made it sound as if I was recruiting her for her skills as a thief.
Well, then I misled you, or you made the wrong assumption. Either way, we are asking her to resume a prior relationship, not do anything she hasn't already done. Voluntarily, I might add.
No. She's got no training for this kind of thing.
But to go to bed with a man and lie to him, she's a woman. She's got all the training she needs.
I don't think I can get her to do it.
You mean it'll be difficult?
Very.
Well, this is not mission difficult, Mr. Hunt. It's mission impossible. Difficult should be a walk in the park for you. I'm open to suggestion. If you can think of a quicker way to get to Ambrose, you're welcome to try. By the way, you might want to take a look at these if you have any further qualms about getting it to do the job.
How many people are capable of something like that?
Sean Ambrose, for one.
Right.
Wasn't what I had in mind, Naya.
But it is what you'd like me to do. What? Oh, let my conscience be my guide, is that it?
Something like that.
I don't have a conscience. I'm a bloody thief. You gonna try and force me to do this?
Generally, I don't favor coercing someone, not when there's a chance my life could end up in their hands.
Is that the only reason?
Can you think of a better one?
Me? No. But I was just hoping you might, thinking that somewhere in the course of business has got personal as well as physical.
Okay. Would it make you feel any better if I didn't want you to do this?
Yeah, much.
Then feel better!
You know, Sean will never be anything but suspicious if I pitch up saying, hey, honey, I'm home.
What wouldn't make him suspicious?
Oh, that I needed him in some urgent way. Destitute. In serious trouble. The kind I couldn't possibly sort out myself.
Serious trouble, Naya? Something that I can always arrange.
This transponder chip is completely untraceable. It transmits your location to a satellite, which can be read by only this computer. We can then track you to within 3 feet, anywhere. Since your arrest, I've been sending news bulletins to every law enforcement agency in the world. I know Sean Ambrose. And I guarantee that after that airline crash, he's monitoring every one of them. He knows you're there. And he has the means to get you out.
Naya.
Naya. I'm not going to lose you.
I'll have a look around.
Shit. Yes, it is.
This ain't funny. Just bought these $800 Gucci shoes. And you got me in a helicopter with this man?
Let's get a visual. Visual's not coming up.
Satellite doesn't work as fast as I do.
Yeah, I heard about you, Luther. I just want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to be working with you both.
Come on, isn't there any way we can speed this up?
With what? This is the only computer that will do this.
Like, knows how to give a proper welcome. I don't get me wrong, mate. You were very friendly, also. Is it him then?
It's him, Billy.
Yeah, so we got him.
We don't know what we've got. Because we don't know what he's got, where he's got it, and what he's doing in Sydney with it. Not much luggage.
I left in a bit of a hurry. I'm incredibly grateful, Sean. How in the world did you find me?
How I usually find you, Naya. Magic.
Either. No transmissions. She's clean.
Old cat's all.
Hiram. And my room.
Did it. She's in the compound.
Yeah? We just rolled up a snowball and tossed it into hell. Now we'll see what chance it has.
Try it on.
dying to see if I remembered your size.
You're not interested in seeing how it looks.
Oh, I am. Later.
Nikovich was a molecular biologist. Why is he going on about an old Greek myth?
Nikovich specialized in recombining DNA molecules. In the myth, Bellerophon was a prince who killed the Chimera, a monster with the head of a lion and the tail of a serpent who plagued the ancient world. I think Nikovich created a monster virus in Chimera. The antivirus to kill it in Bellerophon.
That's simple, huh?
Why not?
£37 million.
Well, that's a promising bit for Nikorovich's work.
Don't look so worried, Hugh. We're halfway there. We'll need this at the track.
If we're going to get the other half.
Well then, sorted.
Not everything. Why do you think she's really here?
From her point of view or mine?
Well, she wasn't exactly gagging for it when she left you 6 months ago. The question is, do you trust her?
One considers the timing, of course. Getting nicked within a week of the plane going down. Suggestive. Even borderline suspicious. But hardly conclusive.
We've thought about it at any rate.
Tell me, Hugh. You don't exactly hang on Naya's every word and gesture, do you? It's a fairly ratty nail, that.
Please.
Suppose she is some sort of Trojan horse sent in by Iron Man to spy on us. Why should I deny myself the pleasure of a ride or two? Or don't you think I can learn more from her than she can from me?
I do. You must realize that some of us have the burden of sex to deal with. And I may or may not know why she thinks she's here. But I wanted to take the risk. Because you, I am gagging for it.
thief in the night.
Say no more. Oh, no. I have to grab a drink.
You still favor the Bellinis?
Naturally vine.
Pardon me?
Naturally vine. In the fourth. Check her out, she's due.
You can speak as if I'm right by your side.
Where are you?
Mounting enclosure just off the track. 2 o'clock. How's it going?
Just like old times.
Just like old times?
Just about.
Tell me who you've run into at Ambrose.
Near as I can tell, there's about a half dozen other blokes about the place.
Maybe more.
Hugh Stamp, old friend of Jaws,
is the only one I recognize. And a bit of a creep and menacing.
We know him. He's over your left shoulder looking at you right now.
Ambrose has photos of newspapers with money piled on them.
$37 million on the London Times.
What's that about?
Bids from possible Chimera buyers.
Ambrose is meeting some bloke in the bar. Big bloke. Ginger hair. They're into something.
Who is this guy?
Checking now, Ethan. John McCloy, CEO BioSite Pharmaceuticals, in 1989 acquired BioSite in a hostile takeover.
He was Nikorvitz's boss.
Right. He worked with him as the research scientist at BioSite. Ambrose is showing something to McCloy on a digital camera.
Whatever McCloy's looking at, he's not happy about it.
Ambrose just pulled the camera's memory card and put it into an envelope.
Put it in his inner left jacket pocket.
Confirm left jacket pocket.
Roger that.
Naya, Ambrose is on his way back to you. There's an envelope inside.
His left jacket pocket.
That's right.
Where do I meet you?
Betting table 12 off the paddock. Are you sure you're up to this?
I'll muddle through. There you are!
Younger than you like.
Well, yeah. Naturally vain. They're about to close the bedding, and I haven't a bean.
Naya!
Would you mind telling me?
Not at all. But, yeah, I'm gonna pay for that. And with interest.
I've no doubt.
Hold on.
Put down $1,000 for me.
To win?
What else?
Do we make sure Nye's not followed?
No worries, mate.
Luther, digital camera. Ready to transmit. Betting table 12.
Good, thanks.
Oh,
sorry about that, Mike. That must have been...
Say again. If you're about in future, watch your step. You never know who you might run into. So where's the loo? Thanks, Mike.
This is a big field, and there are many, many jockeys. Jockeys will be shortly around.
How'd you do? Don't turn around.
I managed.
You turned around.
What are you going to do? Spank me.
Up. Go, Ethan.
Are you getting this?
Sir Guy Grotsky. 20 hours after exposure.
Out of the
load.
He's coming out of the tunnel, heading your way, mate.
I want you out of Ambrose, please.
What are you talking about? What's happened? What did you see?
Okay, who's coming up behind you, Ethan?
You've done your job. I want you out of Australia.
30 steps.
How do you suggest I go about it?
2019.
Set your heart. You're overwhelmed. You need to think it over.
15, 14.
12, 11.
I want you out of there now. Give me the earpiece.
9, Ethan. 8.
If you don't get out of there, I'm coming in and getting you.
Ethan, get out of there.
You placed your bet, man?
Yes.
The stalls are filled. Horses are ready to race. They're off. Lydia's luck has wagged this choice out well.
Who are you going to dinner? Hugh, take care of the Nikolovich memory card. Where is it?
In the envelope in my jacket pocket. My right jacket pocket.
We at our state-of-the-art solar-powered biocide building recognize that eternal vigilance is the price of health. Whether it's funding the teaching center at the Royal Prince Edward Hospital, removing aerosol products from the market, or braving the influenza quarantine at Bruny Island late last month. At Biosite, your life is our life's work.
We've got an opportunity here. I'm not going to miss it.
record.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I am now.
On the other hand, when my colleague Gradsky had your pulse and your blood pressure, he had less than a day to live.
You're infected with Chimera, my friend.
No use, my friend. The medical staff wants no part of this.
Doctor, don't fancy the idea of dying any more than anybody else.
I possibly be infected?
That's exactly what Gradsky said 27 hours before he died.
You got the antidote, you miserable bastard. You stole Bellerophon. All of it. I need it. I need it now, you whacked-out Russian gypsy.
And what about Gradsky, who you deliberately infected with Chimera?
As I deny, they needed to be treated with Bellerophon within 20 hours.
By asking me.
You still don't get it, do you? I needed to know just how bad the disease was in the real world, not just the lab. You are genetically splicing together strains of influenza. And to create a cure for all influenzas, you are also creating a disease so terrible in Chimera. The cure would be priceless. I needed Chimera in order to peddle Bellerophon. It's not that difficult to understand, is it? Look, I've got the virus, you've got the cure. I need them both. Time was a shot of penicillin would knock off every bloody bug in the zoo. Not anymore. If I couldn't make money killing the microscopic little shit stuff out there, but you'd help me put one out there that I could make money on. And there it is. I've confessed. I, John C. McCloy, am in business to make money. Now forget any deal you may have made with that thug Ambrose. Get me treated and let's go back to work.
You know, I think it's a little late for that.
Do give my regards to Gradsky, if you see him.
Well?
occurred.
All I need to hear.
It's imperative that we do nothing to alarm Ambrose.
What? You told me to get out of there as soon as possible. I thought you were here to collect me. I was so relieved.
Listen to me. I have time to talk. It is critical. Absolutely critical. You do whatever Ambrose asks. Do you understand me? Don't worry. It'll all be over. Very soon. That's a promise.
Corbett gets on a plan to go to the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. He's carrying a virus he created, Chimera. And the cure for that virus, Bellerophon. Ambrose doesn't have the virus.
That's why Ambrose needs McCloy.
So we go into Biosyne, kill Chimera. Ambrose has a cure without a disease, and we're home free.
You were right. Hunt stung McCloy tonight. So he knows. He'll be going into Biosite.
Good. Then we know where he'll be, don't we? Well done, Hugh. Well done.
Home, mate. Home.
Where's George? My regular driver. Where is he?
He's gone home sick. Touch of the flu.
Building up and running yet? It's not exactly it.
Sorry, but this is a biosite facility, a storage structure. I'll have it up in a minute. Okay, take a look at this.
Start from the inside out.
All storage and production of Chimera is done here, in this lab on the 42nd floor.
Hunt's target will be the Chimera, stored and manufactured at Biosite on the 42nd floor. If you look at Hunt's operational history, and I have, he invariably favors misdirection over confrontation. You'll never break into Biosite from the bottom, where security is heaviest.
No garage entrances. Lobby's protected by 5 guards on rotating patrol.
Not going in from the ground. Show me the atrium.
The atrium? One of a kind. Runs down through the center of the building. Provides 24-hour natural light via mirrors and daylight storage cells. Optimal growing conditions for the virus. Ends in a glass floor, which doubles as part of the lab ceiling. The atrium roof closes at sundown. And if the louvers are up for more than 40 seconds at night, the civil emergency alarms are tripped. Those, even I can't stop. Ethan, we have a total of 40 seconds to get you in and the cables out.
No. Hunt will prefer to enter Biosite somewhere from the top where security is minimal. He'll undoubtedly engage in some aerobatic insanity before he'll risk harming a hair on a security guard's head.
Blackout, copy.
Hit 5x5.
Luther, how we doing?
Not there yet, Ethan. I'll give you the word.
Billy, ready to go?
As I thank you, I is fine.
I'm not ready. The loopers aren't moving.
Come on, Lynch. We got a gun.
Wait, there's a glitch in the access code. Seconds to clear the cable.
Okay, retracting cable. Come on.
9, 8, 6, 5. Transponder activated. Reading package and cable clear.
Your breach to lab at the only possible time, whether you're breaking from the ground or the roof. It's 2300 hours, 1 minute, when the air filtration generators will cover the sound of Hunt's breaking, and the rotating guards make the building vulnerable to our breaking from below.
Generators are about to go active. Just a friendly reminder, we'll be out of contact for 8 minutes.
I'm betting Hunt will destroy Chimera rather than attempt to preserve any part of it. He'll have to do it in two places. First, the incubation room where the growth vials are kept. And finally, in the inoculation chamber holding the last remaining Chimera virus and 3 injection guns. He won't be allowed to destroy the virus in those guns.
You're on time for once?
Not exactly, sport.
John C. McCloy.
Billy, I think we've got a problem.
Naya's on the wing up early. Billy, do you copy?
Yeah, I got you, Luther. Sorry, exactly where is she?
in the building.
Say again, mate.
Sounds like you say she's in the building.
I am. She is.
Well, she's not likely
to be alone, is she, mate?
She's in the elevator headed towards Ethan. The question is, how many of them? I can't get through to Ethan, not till the generators go off.
Yeah, well, when's that?
Not for another 5.5 minutes.
Chimera in vitro pH and temperature levels outside optimal range. Chimera in vitro pH and temperature levels outside optimal range. Chimera working seat dock pH at critical level. Alert, chimera dock life threatened. Alert, chimera dock life terminated.
Come on, Ethan. Come on.
Subject is contaminant free. Zero contaminant factor.
What can we do? Hope he kills all the bugs before the yellow dot gets to the red one.
I'd like to know that it would be treated with Bellerophon within 20 hours.
Before you can reach him?
We got 29 seconds before the generators turn off, and Ethan will be back online.
Thank you.
How have you been?
I need a bit of a cold.
You know, that was the hardest part of having to portray you.
Grinning like an idiot every 15 minutes. I thought the hardest part was curbing that pressing need of yours to get your gun off. You were in such a hurry to knock off that 747, you never figured out where Chimera really was. I knew where it was. Huh. And you knew the only way that Corbett could smuggle the live virus was by injecting himself and using his own bloodstream as a petri dish. You knew that. While you were knocking him off, destroying the very thing you came for.
Bloody gun and you spray the virus all over the place.
There it is, guys. The last of it. Was it top bid?
Why? You gonna make me a better offer?
37 million pounds? Not really.
Oh. Somebody has been slipping you our mail. Come on over here, you bad girl.
Sean, she doesn't belong here. Let her go.
She wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, Hunt. From this moment, you are responsible for what happens to her. And if you're looking out for her well-being, I suggest you advise her to pick up the injection gun. Bring it to me. Balls in your court, Hunt.
Knives in the building. Do you copy?
Thank you. How do you know he won't shoot you the minute he's got it?
Please. One can't hold Naya responsible for her actions. You know women, mate. Like monkeys they are. Won't let go of one branch till they get a grip on the next. Get it, Naya. I'll cover you.
Things haven't exactly worked out the way you thought they would, Ethan. Sorry.
£37 million.
You who don't have a conscience.
I guess I lied. With Chimera. You know you don't have a choice. Just do it. Do it now!
Feel like pleading for your life?
Well then, how about dying so you can make me a lot of money?
In just a few hours' time, you can be assured of going down in history as the Typhoid Mary of Oz. Good day.
There's not a chance of locating Naya until I can access the satellite. And there's not a chance of doing that until I can get this computer fixed, and that's taking a while. How much time does she have left?
Not long. But whatever happens,
Naya will take care of Naya.
What do you mean?
Unless we dose her with Bellerophon, Naya will kill herself. So first things first.
From here.
What's it look like from there?
Risky.
Ah!
breach instruction at 10 o'clock greeting.
It's a DNA match. The blood's loaded with chimera. And they certainly have Bellerophon.
Well then, you've got both the virus and the antivirus, which means I've got 30 million for you.
Not exactly. We don't want just your cash.
What do you want?
Stock.
Mr. McCoy.
Stock options, to be a little more precise. Cut it loose. Right in the center of town. The more crowded, the better.
Ethan just picked up an Ambrose call. Naya's been dropped off. I think she's still alive.
Where is she?
Somewhere in Sydney.
Somewhere in Sydney. Care to harden a target?
I can't until I can get the GPS up on our computer. It's still down.
Fuck you. How quickly can you manufacture more of the antivirus?
No time at all. Once I got it.
Good. Biosafe stock is just a few weeks away from going through the roof.
What are you talking about?
An outbreak of Chimera.
Where?
Downtown Sydney. For a start. You create the supply, Mr. McCloy. We've just created the demand. 3 million people in Sydney and 17 million people in Australia are going to need Bellerophon within the next few days, not to mention the rest of the world. Now, this is how it's going to work. Wallace, the shares outstanding are...
93.4 million.
Which means, Mr. McCloy, we need to get our hands on 480,000 options. We'll borrow your 30 million to buy those options. Your stock has never sold above $31 a share. When your stock goes north of 200, which it will, those options will be worth billions. And I will own 51% of Biosite.
This is outrageous. I will not let you take control of my company.
Sit down. Be a billionaire. It's better than being broke. I have terrorists and other pharmaceutical companies standing in line. The ball's in your court, Mr. McCloy. Short on time, Mr. McCoy. We have got to conclude our business.
Yes. Start the time.
answer. Follow it and let me know.
Transfer completed.
Well done, Stunt. Well done.
He's got no choice.
I believe I break his jaw. Stamp. I'm impressed.
Right. We don't have a lot of time, hon.
Whatever you got to say, say it now. Overburn given us a big smile. No?
What are you doing?
Get down. Boy. No. This is what's known as getting your gun off.
Just heading for the bridge, coming in at 12 o'clock high.
Get out there! Keep firing! I'm not seeing anything!
age of 2K.
Go ahead. Use a hunt. It's not a bad way to go. It's a lot better than the way that bitch is gonna die.
Thank you.
killed me.
Miss Hall's blood, it appears, has absolutely no elements of the Chimera virus, not even antibodies.
Yes, I gather as much.
But you were under specific instructions, Mr. Hunt, to bring back a living sample of the Chimera virus. I'd be very interested to know how, after you'd managed this recovery, it subsequently got destroyed.
By fire. It's the best way, really.
Well, Mr. Hunt, as for Miss Hall, in light of her efforts, her criminal record will certainly be expunged, wiped out. I'm assuming you approve.
I do.
Where is she now, by the way? Any idea?
I don't know. Not exactly.
So, what are your plans?
I don't know. Sort of vacation. I'll let you know where I'm going.
You don't have to do that. It wouldn't be a vacation if you did.
Thank you.
Dude.